Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last night, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Standing on the corner at midnight, trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancing little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Sleep.
Go to the Shannon camp.
My body softly swaying to that smoky beat down on Main Street. Down on Main Street.
If you flash your boobs, you're not in trouble. Dead ass. Right now. Or if you let me play with your nipples.
Used to watch him through the glass.
No, I'm sorry. I could just give a little cleavage.
Show a little cleavage. Maybe we'll feel a little better if you show a little cleavage. Wow.
Whoa.
Cleavage.
Janet.
Holy
oh my God.
Shit.
Better.
Are you kidding me? What?
Oh my God.
You can be that and you choose not to?
Are you less mad now?
Shannon, you were burying the lead. Holy shit.
That was fucking bananas. Did you fucking see that,
Lewis,
everyone?
That truly was bananas.
Oh boy.
I hate him. All right, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Friday show. I'm trying to calm myself down here. Not in a great mood as it was, already running late. The train, this happens many times in my life, and I've gotten way better. I remember this was a daily occurrence for me, like traveling to work every day in like anxiety, like cursing, like a Tourette's patient.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even today I'm like just kind of a little bit to myself, like, fuck, mm-hmm. fuck. You know, that, a little bit of that, that's really it. Because every time I transferred to the F train, just every stop, it would just stop for 5 minutes at just sitting there. Just fucking sitting there. And
it's infuriating.
It drives me out of my mind.
The city's shutting down.
And it puts me in a bad mood.
The trains are getting worse and worse and worse.
I'm running late. And then I text Jen and I was like, all right, look, let's just be ready to fucking roll. Let's be ready to roll when I get in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll email, I'll text you the topics, right? She's like, yeah, no problem. I'll be ready to roll. Ian's going to be here in 5 minutes. I was like, cool. Well, what about Sherrod? And she goes, well, Sherrod hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you mean Sherrod hasn't gotten back to you yet? So I'm already mad because I'm running late, okay? And then I find out that Sherrod, who she booked on the show last night, has just fucking bailed on the show.
Yeah. Because he's probably around a bunch of white women that the alcohol is wearing off and they're getting mad at him.
No, I'm not happy. And I don't know who to blame. Obviously, Sherrod is banned from all things Gas Digital. I mean, we're doing a 3-year ban. I'm sick of these fucking 3-month bans. It doesn't have any effect on them. It's like when USADA, they give out a 3 to 6 month suspension for steroid abuse. You got to fucking suspend people for 5 years, baby boy. Yeah. People are going to think twice if it's their entire career.
Well, I think it's just a thing of like people don't respect you.
I know. That's so. My other problem. Am I mad at myself because of the lack of respect that I've garnered in the industry over the course of however many years? Am I mad at Shannon because she doesn't know how to book a show? I don't know.
This is totally not Shannon's fault.
It's not. Thank you.
Also, man. I was here before everyone else. And if you were truly good at your job, you would have left earlier. So, how about that?
And then you booked Ian, who's annoying fucking faggot cunt. So, I'm already in a bad mood on top of all of it.
Very original insult, Lewis.
An annoying faggot cunt? Well, who says that? Where is that a hack insult that people are throwing out regularly, annoying faggot cunt? No, it's actually a pretty
have you read Twitter?
Accurate description of you. New mug, the Ian Finance Real Ass Podcast.
Faggot cunt.
You forgot it already?
What was the first one?
Annoying faggot cunt.
Just, I want it by the end of the show, and I want it up on fucking podcastmerch.com. Annoying faggot cunt with Ian's face.
With the Real Ass Podcast logo.
Obviously.
Hell yeah.
Obviously, you have your own limited line. You make no money off these.
Not true. Ralph, call up Merch Pump.
I donate 100% of the proceeds to the Christian Conservative Party.
Do it to GLAAD, and I'll do it. It'll make me glad.
I'll be glad if they shut their doors. Fucking freaks. Freaks of nature.
See? I put you in a good mood.
He's already in a good mood.
Now you feel better, Lewis.
My muscles are so sore from working out. We're going to get into that as well. We haven't even discussed my new brand new workout regime. But we do
is
have...
Is it not writing jokes?
Don't you mean routine?
Regime.
Ian drop. Boom.
Did you make your own Ian drop?
Yeah.
Shannon.
Yes.
Every Ian drop needs to be bleeped out of the show. If he Ian drops himself, it's a spleep.
Nope, Shannon. Do not bleep Ian drop.
Now you have to. I wasn't even going to really make you. Now I wasn't going to make you. It was a gag. We do this gag a lot where I'm like, yeah, Shannon, edit that out. And I don't make her really edit things out. She learned 2 years ago to stop asking me, do you really want that edit out? I'm like, no, Shannon. If I really wanted to edit it out, you'll see me write a timestamp. And then I'll come to you after the show in a very serious tone and say, Shannon, are you a fucking idiot? Edit that out. But
can
now
I say something?
No.
Since the show started, you're smiling more now.
We have Ralph Sutton, my partner, is here. He just happened to be here.
Yeah, I'm always here.
One of the best broadcasters in the business, probably the best voice, the most clear speaking voice. Some would say the golden tongue of podcasting. Right. And I was like, you know what? I walked in. I was like, Sherrod's not here. And I won't say what I called him. I won't say it. Not on mic. Not at the Legion of Skanks Monday.
You're being bigger.
I am. I'm bigger than that.
You're being bigger than that.
Who's your favorite Winnie the Pooh character?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. If you were to say it, you would have to give some sort of warning.
What?
Trigger.
I get it. I was like, you know, at least Ralph Sutton's here. At least I have the golden pipes of
the clear speaker on the East.
Yeah. The fucking, the silver tongues.
Dude, every time I do SDR, no joke, I've gotten like a lot of feedback from it. Mm-hmm. And people always are like, you know, like, you're good on the show, but I listen for Ralph's voice.
His voice specifically, yeah. His diction.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So then I say, Ralph, do you want to do the show? He goes, I love you. But
I felt like I'm gargling cum.
I keep dribbling. Excuse me.
Bribbling. Dribbling everywhere.
A filling fell out overnight, and then it got lodged between two teeth.
Oh,
and I had to go for dental, like, to get it removed at 8:30 this morning. They injected me like 5 times.
Oh,
and
my God. And
they had to dig out
like a 20-year-old in a locker.
A 20-year-old filling. And it's killing me. And
that's when they, like, used mercury.
It was, yeah, fucking... that's what it was. The silver. It was silver. Yeah.
It's gold. Like, you're just, like, giving yourself brain cancer. Yeah.
And now I keep drooling.
Yeah. But I appreciate you sitting here. You're a good sport.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, what a ragtag group. We've got Ralph, who can't talk. I'm sick, so my voice is like raspy. You're retarded.
But he's like, already in a better mood today. You already seem to be in a better mood.
You do. I feel like I do put you in a better mood.
You don't put me in a better mood. Go ahead, Ian.
Ian drop.
It's nice that half second space in the beginning.
He's worse at it than Shannon is. It's impossible. It's psychotic.
That's the point of it.
I want to drink water so bad. Puerto Rican dipshit. Probably going to go everywhere.
You can drink water.
Why can't you just drink water?
It's just going to go everywhere.
All right, let's watch.
God damn it.
There we go. They say go to the dentist twice a year. Oh, it literally is spilling out of his fucking chin.
I knew it was going to happen.
Jesus Christ. You didn't have chemo. You had fucking a tooth.
I had no, but it was bad. I was next. I was in the chair.
He had a colonoscopy.
He's fucking throwing up the water.
I was in the chair for almost 2 hours, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Well,
this morning?
Yeah, this morning. Oh, I went there. God, they don't open until 9, but I was waiting there at 8:30 for someone to show up.
Wow. Where?
Oh, because you didn't have an appointment.
I know. It wasn't today. I'd have to go the whole weekend with it. So.
But that.
It's all over now.
Ralph, can you say the SDR show?
The SDR show. Yeah.
You have to do another podcast after this as well.
Yeah, but that one's 30 minutes and that one is not my
Ralph,
show.
Who's the producer of Real Ass Podcast?
I thought it was... Shannon? No, you want me to say that? Yeah. God damn it. Yeah, well... I don't mind. Look, if
pull up different tongue twisters for Ralph to say. You have them ready. Thank you very much, Nate. Look how good Nate is. Man, Nate's
really killing it.
Nate's hey, what was that show on MTV about the Italians that lived at the beach?
The Jersey Shore.
Ian
drop.
I thought you were going to say the
Sopranos. I think She Shells by the Seashore is the hardest one.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, even normally. I'm not going to read all of these right
Are there
now.
Any racist tongue twisters? There has to be, right?
Like, not on this fun one.
What's your favorite type of porn that has women with penises?
With women with penises? Transgender?
Female.
Oh, female.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's going to get better. They said 2-3 hours.
Well, that's also why it's good that you're doing my show now, is because you're going to get the reps. Get the reps in. Get your tongue working. Get your mouth working.
I don't feel anything on this side.
Who missed? Who's not here that was booked on the show?
Sherrod. It was supposed to be Sherrod. Yeah, what's his name?
What's his name?
Sherrod.
Ah. What's his last name?
Schmall. Schmall.
Schmall is hilarious. All right, look, we have a great show planned today, but I'm very upset. Shannon, you're no longer allowed to book the guests.
Wow. From one
It's
time.
Not Shannon's
does it,
fault.
Does it happen
you
a lot?
Humongulous retard. It's not her fault.
Humongulous isn't a word.
Jared. Yeah, it is. Look it up.
Humongulous,
Shannon,
humongous is not a word.
And Ralph, can you say that word?
Humongulous?
Humongulous is not a word.
It is.
No, it
is. It is.
It's
pre-Homo sapien is humongous.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Can I defend myself more?
No can defend. No can defend, Shannon.
Shannon, you have the floor.
Homunculus. Yeah.
So
go to the Shannon cam and get those fucking titties out.
Now show them.
You
damn
better be
fighting.
Oh, she's wearing SDR.
Now show them them titties. Uh-huh.
There you go.
Dear Chasey Lane,
I wrote to explain I am your biggest fan.
And I eat your ass. Now show them damn titties.
Now show them them titties. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain. You never wrote me back.
Dude, Bloodhound Gang, so
awesome.
Fucking good.
They were good, yeah.
So fucking, every song was a banger.
I agree with you on something.
Yeah, I'm putting Lewis in a better mood. That's right. This is
Ian Drop.
Oh, he timed that one good.
Woo, Friday.
Zach's in Nashville. God bless Zach.
I was just in Nashville. Wow. What's he doing there?
Wow. He's doing a pro wrestling show this weekend.
Oh, wow.
So, Shannon, defend yourself. Try to defend.
Okay, so I've had
Shannon
this
cam?
Show booked.
Shannon cam?
Oh, sorry.
Shannon cam? Tit cam?
Sorry, guys.
Tit
so
watch?
I had the show booked for a while. I had Jared Fried booked on the show for over a month. He canceled the day before. Nice. So then I was scrambling yesterday.
Look at Shannon throwing other people under the bus.
She's Shannon, who helped you out by reaching out to you?
She understands. Here's what Shannon knows.
Shannon.
When I'm angry, I give 1,000% of my anger. I give everything, every bit
You're
of-
You're a giver.
Everything that I have inside when I'm angry, I give it. So Shannon knows now to displace a percentage of my anger onto other people. This is why I'll give Shannon a little bit of credit. She's a manipulative cunt, but she does understand. There's a good producer quality there. She knows if she starts to bring in other people to be angry at, that I will have to take percentages of my anger off of her and place them onto other people. And ding, 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 Jared Fried's a Jew. So she knows she's tapping into a couple
now,
other fucking
Shannon,
things there.
Who texted you and helped you out of a bind?
Dude, my son yesterday was in jiu-jitsu class. He got one submission. It's against this Jewish kid. This kid wears his yarmulke. I almost wish I had a... I fucking just forgot to take a picture. He tapped him with an arm bar with a yarmulke in his hand. It was the most on-brand Luis J. Gomez photo.
Holy shit.
I'm so upset.
That's incredible.
I might have the video.
Oh my God.
I was videotaping.
Amazing.
I might actually.
The little Jew took his yarmulke off.
Dude, he was in the middle of grappling. He grabbed his yarmulke off his head to, I don't know why, but it was bad technique.
Like a superpower?
It was terrible technique. And James armbarred him. And it was just this James with an armbar with the kid's arm extended with a yarmulke in his hand.
I thought James was holding
him the
N-word. That was much funnier in my head. Dude.
No, James was in a
I thought James would have ripped
the kid's got the
yarmulke
in the hand and James calling him a hard R.
We called.
You've never been prouder.
Or, you know, we named that. When you run this on Legion of Skanks, when you run up to a Jew who's wearing a yarmulke and you snatch it off their head and run away, it's called Jew scalping.
It's called hate crime.
It's a Jew scalping. And it's a game. It's not a hate crime. It's a fucking fun game.
No, it's a hate
this
crime.
Is the problem with libtards, you know? They're always fucking sitting here like everything's got to be political. It's a fucking
what
game.
What would happen if you ripped off a Muslim's hijab?
Hijab? That's I don't know. They turn into dust. That's how you destroy the Muslims.
It's so easy.
Yeah. They immediately shoot back to Mecca.
Yeah, do you see like the Avengers when they just kind of like turned into like the air? That's what happens if you take off of a... Yeah, so maybe you need to get fucking cultured, Ian, you fucking libtard.
Mm. Yeah, you are right.
So I made that word up this weekend, libtard.
You're the first person to ever say that,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, it's my new word, libtard. Yeah.
Is it short for libertarian retard?
I.
Oh, Dave's not here to defend himself. Stop it.
Yeah.
So Shannon, you're encouraging hate crimes?
I'm sorry, Shannon, go. Continue.
So, yeah. So
I'm encouraging games. I'm encouraging play and laughter.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging laughter and joy.
We love Jew scalping. It's fun.
Exactly. It's fun.
Jew scalping. Also, it's extra. Ripping Muslims' hijabs off. And then if you want to hit a home run in the game, it's when you make a black person kiss a curb.
No, Kim told us a great game the other day on the what? Show that he used to play in Florida called Spoons.
Oh, I heard about that. You the dude from biggest, Rochester told me, you go, hey.
The biggest own. Blackest guy and then you see on the street and then throws a spoon at him.
How is that a game?
And they say the N-word when they do it.
But listen, she didn't say.
And if you miss, you got to pick up the spoon.
If you miss it, you got to pick up the spoon.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh my god!
I don't think anyone ever played it. No. There's no way white kids are really fucking never playing that.
That's like that rumor of like the graduating senior had anal sex at her parents' house and she shit on the couch and then they blamed it on the dog and they put the dog to sleep.
Yeah,
you remember that?
Or welcome to my world of AIDS. All those things are not true.
Well, that rumor was about Ashley Biden.
Well,
in my high school, Joe Biden's daughter.
Welcome to the world of AIDS.
No, the one about that's her butt shitting. Falling
that's
out.
That's literally in your bio.
What's Welcome to the World of AIDS? that's the name of my podcast.
The girl, that dude, if you don't name your podcast, I'll give you a podcast right now, I guess, Digital, if you just name it Welcome to the World of AIDS.
All right.
That's such and a it's fucking him getting funny name.
The whole time.
It's right. Such a funny name for a podcast for a guy who bangs dudes.
Yeah. Let's do it. I'll do it right now.
Welcome to the Sign World of up. AIDS with Ian Finance. That's hilarious, dude.
Hey!
That's a really fucking funny.
Oh, welcome, gays.
Or you just do characters that have AIDS. You're just like, so hungry.
My bones hurt.
No.
These legions are called Satan's kisses.
We'll never be inside of another person.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Paz and positive.
Shannon, undetectable. No, can defend, but try.
Okay. So last minute, Jared Fried cancels. So it's difficult to get somebody last minute to be on the show early in the day.
Not.
And who texted you yesterday?
Ian texted me.
Interesting.
Why did Ian text you?
Oh, Ian just he wanted to be on the show.
Ian has nothing going on. He's trying to get on the show. That's the right attitude. That's actually the right attitude. Ian has the fucking right attitude.
Yeah.
This is a big show. Realize podcast. We do the numbers. It is, and I mean this, we are twice as big as we were when we when Legion of Skanks went on to Anthony Cumia Network. Okay? And Legion of Skanks was already considered kind of a big show. Why are you fucking videotaping me?
I'm not, you stupid.
He's getting ready
retard.
For his drop.
Oh, he's
getting ready
drop.
For a drop.
Well, if you're doing a drop, don't do this.
Well, you paranoid bitch. So, keep talking about how popular your podcast is.
It is popular.
I know. Every time I'm on the road, people come up. They go, I love you on Real Ass
Play
podcast.
The song Popular by
Not a Surf.
I'm popular. That's my fucking show, Sharon.
That video
Sharon.
Was so fucking hot.
The cheerleader, I think I jerked off. That was my primetime jerking off to real TV.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Set the VCR. It's the, time
mine
for
was
a
the
big
Aerosmith
old...
Was it amazing was great. There you go.
Yeah, I'm fucking popular.
Dude, not a serve's good band.
Can we do the... I want to do...
Always better than Ezra.
And Sherrod, you don't want to come on my podcast? Really? You think you're better than me? Race Wars doesn't have as many listeners as Real Ass Podcast. What do you think's going on? Send them to your clubs. You think they're as cool as Gas Digital? We have the greatest studio in the world!
That's pretty good.
My mom is dead.
Oh, man.
Just spit. God damn it, Ian. Don't be funny. I'm spitting coffee everywhere.
Woo!
Take some of my drool napkins for that, please.
You can keep it on. I like that
my
song.
Baby's name is James. I'm popular.
I don't want to call you the N-word, Sherrod. I'm trying to be a good guy. I'm trying to get past this. This is Louis Shea Gomez, the SJW. 2019. It's a different time, but you're going to make me call you the N-word. Popular. Should have went
these white women don't want to be around you.
God damn it. All right. But I am. It is a fucking popular show. Twice as large. I know the numbers. I'm obsessed with numbers. I'm a numbers guy.
You're Nika. Autistic.
Yeah.
You are podtistic.
I am artistic. You're right.
You are.
I'm quite the artist.
Dude,
I create art regularly.
A great, wonderful podcast, and I'm excited.
Sherrod didn't
want to
be here, apparently.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Because he's sucking Carlos Ruiz's dick in a kitchen somewhere.
I'll tell you this. He also texted me last night and said he wanted to bring merch onto Merch Pump.
No.
Yeah, and then I texted back asking him if he had child artwork or papers. Something, then he never responded. So maybe something happened like Ralph, right at that moment.
Ralph texted back, we don't work with animals. Yeah. And that's why he's not here.
This isn't a zoo.
Ralph, what did you do? You fucking piece of shit. It's Ralph's fault. I'm back mad at Ralph.
Another Jew.
Ralph, you stupid piece of shit. You can't even talk.
I'm popular.
I want to cover that song with... Everything I'm
that's
angry about.
So funny if you do that.
I should. Dude, I think I already did on today's show.
That was so fucking funny when you timed it up perfectly.
Yeah, Shannon, here's the thing. First of all, it's happened a lot where you book guests and they don't show up. How many times would you say that it's happened? I'll put it on you, Shannon. Maybe I don't want to just pick on you.
I don't understand how that would be my fault. This is like the second time I can think of.
It's not that it's your fault. It's my fault. Can I tell you why?
It's your fault for trusting her?
For trusting you.
Wait, who else ever didn't show up?
Gino.
Oh, well, okay. So that's the one.
Didn't he not show up once? Because he was...
Ian.
Well, I was in the hospital.
Ian canceled, though. He canceled the day before.
I canceled the night before, and I found you a replacement.
That's the way to do it.
That's responsible.
I know.
That's very responsible.
I know.
Also,
I'm fucking great.
You know why maybe it is my fault a little bit? Because Sherrod did this also to me on my show.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah. Happened to you on your show. He didn't show up. This is the second time. So it is your fault. Actually, yes, okay, back to you.
So I used that and I said, hey, Sherrod, do you want to, if you can, we can be friends again if you definitely will show up for Real Ass Podcast tomorrow. And he said, your friendship means a lot to me. I will absolutely be there at 11 a.m. I sent him the address.
By the way, he was with a bunch of people. He was like, I don't even have this fucking number saved. It's fucking, God damn it, Shannon.
And then I sent him the address. He sent me a heart and a bunch of emojis. And then that was the last I heard
from him. Yeah, because he wants to fuck you.
What emojis were they?
Hold on.
Eggplant?
Monkeys.
Come on, Ian. That's really racist. I'm kidding before. Sherrod, I'm sorry.
Oh, he sent me like the two black hands like this, that one.
What, which one?
These.
And it said, hands up, don't shoot.
Oh, wait, the skank hands one? I use that for skank hands.
Yes, the skank hands one. And a kissy face.
Oh, shit.
Oh, can I tell you, Brian Bachner, the like super comedy fan?
Brian Bachner.
Bachner, yeah. Whenever Nashville. We got pictures together in Nashville, he made sure to do skank hands.
Goddamn right he
did.
It was
really nice.
Because I've created, not since Dane Cook's Super Fingers, has a comedian created a hand symbol that has gone fucking somewhat.
I would compare you to Dane Cook.
I'm better than Dane Cook.
A lot of filler and no respect from anyone.
Quote me. Quote, remember when Dane Cook disrespected me? Who?
How'd he disrespect
I'm sick of everyone fucking disrespecting me.
How'd he disrespect
you? I really would like to have I wish we had filmed that. At that time we used to film outside, but we didn't film that night.
What happened?
What happened again?
He came on SDR, and he came in, and Louis said, are you here to do shows or something?
Yeah,
he
went to tour.
To tour or something? And he just goes, yeah.
He was very condescending.
What do you fucking think of doing?
Yeah, and also like I was like a fucking like I was an intern sitting in the lobby waiting. Yeah,
why would he be nice to you?
Yeah, because he had no fucking idea who I was.
Yeah, well,
but now he does.
But he was nice. It seemed like he was nice to everyone around him,
yes. Except for you.
And then you asked him, and he went like, yeah.
He brought a fucking makeup artist for the SDR show.
Shut up!
Swear to God,
really?
Yes.
That shows respect for the show.
It does really show. Yeah. You didn't bring a makeup artist for my show.
It's a look the best as possible.
Where's Sherrod? Where's his makeup artist? Did you bring shoe polish? What? He disrespected me more. Is that Sherrod? Probably not. So, Shannon, here's the problem. They don't respect you.
Okay. I mean, it is your show.
They don't respect you, though.
Tell him, Shannon. Spill that tea, sis.
I have to book the guest myself.
No, I have the next 2 weeks are booked.
Who's on the show?
I got to be honest with you. The bookings aren't great.
Tell us who's on the show. I'll tell you. My finger's on the pulse of the comedy world.
A lot of the bookings aren't great. I don't even keep the camera on because I don't want to react to each person.
Let's hear it.
Because I don't want to hurt people's fucking feelings.
We'll do yay or nay.
You already said they're not great.
I don't know who's booked. But I just know that there's a lot of fucking subpar bookings lately on this show.
Let's hear it.
This is as popular as YKWD. I'm telling you right now, I know we sell advertising and fucking t-shirts and for everybody in the fucking industry, okay? I know everything.
Can I defend myself more?
Shut up!
Shannon,
you make me fucking
shut
sick.
Shut your fucking yap. Give us the names of the people who are on the podcast.
I'm fucking furious. Thank you, Ian. Finally.
Yes.
You're getting it.
Okay, but also, that's...
He said shut your yap!
I said shut the fuck up, you big-titted bitch!
Ian drop. Boom. I mean, I'm really bleeping them all out now.
Fuck you! Name the name, Shannon!
Okay, also, last thing. It's six comedians a week at 11 o'clock in the morning. Just saying.
Yeah, and we're all fucking.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity. Retard. It's the most hardcore of the most hardcore Gas Digital.
Yeah,
fans. The real ass podcast fans. I'm telling you right now. Well, I also know the
they're
way
that, great.
I know the way we convert with numbers. Okay, I know the way that we fucking convert for sponsors.
Legion of Skanks fans call me a fag.
Yes,
the real ass podcast fans call me a hero.
They're real ass. Okay, yep. And they're the most hardcore fans. Okay, it's yes, it's a smaller percentage or a smaller.
They come out to shows. They fucking support.
They're ready to
they
fucking
listen,
throw down.
They'll throw down and they'll
people
fucking. Back you up.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
They'll cut a face for you.
They'll cut a face for you.
Don't laugh at the way I speak. I'm
they
a fucking
cut
professional.
Face for you.
Okay,
baby, cut face.
Okay, ready? So next Wednesday, because we're not.
Wait, don't cut on Lewis. Cut off Lewis so you don't see his.
Cut off me. You don't want to see my reaction.
Yeah, yeah. Just put me. Hold on.
Put okay. up them titties.
So Wednesday.
No, I want to see Ian and Ralph's reaction.
Now listen. When we like someone, you show two tits. When we don't, you show one.
Let's see.
All right, Wednesday is Aaron Berg and Dave Landau.
Woof.
That's a good show. I'll say that's a good show, but I got to be honest with you. Compound Media, they're a dying brand. They need us. I get it. Go ahead.
They do.
Okay. I have one for that Friday so far. Louis Katz.
I don't know who that is. I don't take a fan. I don't know every comic.
He's very funny on stage.
No, Louis is a great podcaster. Go.
The following Monday is James L. Mattern.
Oh, he's back in town.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have a show here.
He's so much fun.
He's a nice guy. He's done SDR with Ace Frehley.
He's a mad dog.
Who else?
Okay, maybe that's as far as I have booked.
She has three people booked over the course of the next 2 weeks.
It's people.
She's
over
a liar.
The next 2 weeks. There are people booked over the next
Berg
two
and Landau is going to be really fun.
She said there are people booked over the next 2 weeks.
That's what I said.
No, Berg and Landau is a great show. Mm-hmm. Who did we have Landau on with last time? He was great.
I got to look.
And Berg's always great on the show as well. I don't have a problem with all your booking, Shannon.
I know, but I have like I try
go over go over the past month of guests.
All right, hold on.
Yeah, here we go.
1 second.
The past month of guests.
Okay. So the last episode was Kim Congdon and Katie Boyle.
Oh,
that was a fun show. Before that was Mike Feeney and Colm Terrell.
Oh, that's good.
Then this is the Dave Landau, Gino Bisconti, and Monroe Martin.
Oh.
Okay, that's say finally the N-word? A solidly booked show. Go ahead.
Did Gino say the N-word in front of Monroe?
No, probably. But he almost said it in front of Jimmy the week before. Go
ahead. Abby Rosenquist, Chris from Brooklyn, and Doug Bryan. But that was Chris's request to bring in Doug Bryan.
Doug was actually the only person on that show who was funny. Doug was the only one personable, had anything unique. Abby's out for 3 years. High Society Radio, off the fucking network. I'm sick of it. I'm mad.
Gay homo with AIDS on.
Fucking welcome to the world of AIDS.
This one was a
what
request.
About Welcome to the World of Ian?
That's perfect.
Because welcome it's a to the play world on of Ian. Welcome to the World of AIDS, but you could probably still get sponsors.
And then
AIDS, but the logo
and Ian has three letters.
The logo is Welcome to the World of Ian written on lipstick on a bathroom mirror.
That's funny.
Wow, very New York Dolls.
No, but
no,
that's the whole thing.
You
would wake up in the morning and the girl would be gone, and Welcome to the World of AIDS is written in lipstick on the bathroom mirror.
Oh, is
mirror.
That what people used to
that
do?
Was
yeah,
the
that
old
was the
80s.
Rumor. Yeah, that ties it
no
back to the
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Ian, I just gave you the best podcast logo and name
and
let's
merch.
Fucking
and merch.
Do it. Me and Shane were talking about doing a podcast together.
Yeah, but it can't be called Welcome to the World of Ian. It'd be called Welcome to the
with
World
Shane
of Ian
Gillis.
And Shane. Welcome to the World of Ian with Shane. It's that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Or it's IAS, Ian and Shane.
Or A's, A-I-S. Almost.
Ian and Shane. And
I-A-S.
I-A-S-D.
If you change his name.
Ian and Shane, dog.
Ian and Shane, dog. Eods.
Welcome to the world of Eods. No, dude, me and Shane were talking about doing a podcast.
I know.
And pitching it to you. That'd be fucking great.
I know.
We should do it.
Shane talked to me about doing a podcast, and I might have specifically recommended you as the person he should maybe do it with.
My man. Welcome to the World of Ian is fucking great.
I think you ditch Shane and just do this podcast, dude. It's fucking
the name
great.
Is too good. Yeah.
That'd be
it's
great.
It's great.
Let's talk after the show. That would be fucking sick.
Just think of the fucking logo. Can you get that logo?
And the theme song would
real
be
quick, Nate.
Show also, them titties.
I finished the Ian Finance mug.
Can
actually.
I see the Ian Finance mug? Look at that, Ian Finance. Yes, that's so perfect. Can we get that on a mug, please?
Yeah, we can.
That Ian gets his own personal mug when he comes in. He gets to drink his coffee.
You know, I think
on the back, can we put "just kidding, we love Ian"?
No.
Oh, damn it!
On the back, they have to write "seriously."
I think Megan is next door. I think we can get it done before the end.
I want it before the end of the show.
On a mug.
On a mug.
No reason why I can't. If she's next
on
door.
Your mug, can you put Ian's face into
door?
The printer?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well,
thank
we have high end equipment here. We don't.
I'm
you know
honored.
What? Fuck it. Put it on a mug and then put that mug on a T-shirt. How cool would that be?
Tape it to the
T-shirt mug.
Can we get a picture
t-shirt.
Of me holding
Wait,
the mug?
You know what
it
should say?
That
on, the front and the back of it should say "Welcome to the world of Ian and lipstick." Then you have both sides of the mug.
Wow, incredible!
God, that's good. Usually, Ralph's the one who thinks of great podcast names.
I had at 1.5 of the names on the network were named by me, but a
really?
Few of them have left already.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still wish Kurt would have went with mine, but it didn't.
What was it going to be?
Kurt's was the best. You had a great name for Kurt.
Sorry to be Kurt.
Sorry to be Kurt.
Whoa. Wow. I would have said common courtesy.
That's terrible.
What?
That's terrible.
Quit being such a Kurt.
Yeah.
Cunt. Kurt.
Like, after a performance, you must curtsy. That's what I would have named it.
That's a good name.
But it's Kurt and then just C.
C. Uh-huh. Kurt C. When I texted Dice, I keep biting my fucking lip with the name. I said it with like, I thought he was going to shit on it and they ended up calling it that.
What? I'm over here now?
I'm over here now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dice was on Kumia and he didn't trash us.
No.
He didn't trash us. But.
What did he say?
He said some untruths.
I don't know if he said untruth. I think he said, I didn't see it, but
apparently he went up at the cellar with Attell and Jeff Ross and he just talked about the Japanese for 10 minutes straight.
These fucking gooks.
He kept going, "These fucking Japs, this is what they do." And everyone in the crowd was like, "What?"
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm a fan of Dice. I, you know,
love
Dice
him.
Is one of my biggest heroes
the day
in comedy.
The Laughter died. Fucking amazing.
I mean, I rented Dice Rules when I was like 8. I mean, just I would go into
my
the third grade and I would
loved Dice and Artie.
Yeah,
those were his. Like,
I saw Dice
guys.
When it wasn't Dice, when it was just Andrew, and Dice was a character. That's
oh,
all.
That's right, because your mom.
Oh,
yeah,
back
in
like Sheepshead Bay or whatever. Mm-hmm. Bay Ridge,
Pips and Bay.
Pips. Wow.
Yeah. So you know, I guess what he said was he didn't say that. He said he didn't make any money. I guess by his standards.
Yeah. He didn't make it because he was expecting. He was expecting to get like 5 million downloads a week.
It was crazy. By the way, we could break it open a little bit. He talked about it, so I don't feel like we don't talk about like shows when they. Stop being on the network. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens. We had Lisa Ann stop doing her show, and recently Dee Snider stopped doing his show.
Why did she start to begin with?
No, Lisa's great. She's a great broadcaster. It just, here's the thing. I think a lot of the times, if you don't make a podcast your identity, and it's not like really a big part of who you are and what you do, and it's an aside thing, I think the audience picks up on that. And I think that in the cases where you see these celebrities or people that have big names that their podcasts don't blow up, it's because of that. And in the case of Dice, I mean, Dice had a podcast. I don't want to say his numbers. His downloads were actually very impressive.
For a launch, it was one of the best launches we've ever had.
One of the best launches we've ever had. And he promoted it not at all. He didn't understand how to promote it.
Or if he did, he always promoted it incorrectly. And even the girl, Eleanor, who's very sweet.
Yeah, Eleanor Clark.
I saw her at Compound Media not that long ago.
Yeah.
And she was saying how, to the end, I said this, and I'm not saying it disrespectfully. She agreed with me. He never fully grasped the idea of what a podcast was.
Yeah, he never really understood how to promote it. He has such a big social media following. It was like, we would like write out the tweets for him and be like, tweet this. And then it would be like 3 days later, he'd be like, yeah, fine. And then he'd tweet part of it. And it wasn't.
He called it gaslight.
Yeah, he didn't understand. He didn't understand sort of how to.
I got gas.
The way we do a podcast, the reason every podcast on our network grows is because we are very consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
We put a high eclipse very consistently. There's images that come with it. Every show has their own
work here. And also, I love how this is a pitch for me for Welcome to the World.
No, it's not. But I'm sort of explaining the difference and sort of what happened there. Ralph, were you on the phone with
me? I forgot I had a 12 o'clock meeting, but I'm gonna try to reschedule it.
Yeah, try to push it back to 12:30. We're fine. We're at 12:30
are you meeting with?
It doesn't matter. Fucking Ian, Jesus Christ. Let us fucking soundtrack, you fucking ADD asshole. The offer's off the table.
Well, I was trying to
welcome
get
to the world of anything.
S-word.
It doesn't matter. Any name at Welcome to the World of works.
Yeah.
We have proof that I came up with it in real time. Welcome to the World of Shane.
No.
It's already better.
No.
It is already better.
No, that's very shameful.
Oh, God. What's up with these shenanigans? Yeah,
when I played soccer, I would get kicked a lot in my shin.
Wow.
Shin.
Okay, no, he said shit in the case we didn't
I
get
know,
it.
I know, I got it.
What word is that, Ralph?
So, yeah, but no, he would have had a fucking show. I really believe it. He would have had a show that had a half a million downloads if he promoted it. And it was has? Like, that's what he did.
Absolutely.
Joe Rogan, you know he has this fucking podcast. It's a part of his identity. Ari Shaffir, it's a part of his identity that he's a podcaster. Legion of Skanks, it's very much a part of our identity. All of the shows that are very big, a lot of the times the shows are bigger than the comedian. Look at Guys Be Fucked. That show is bigger than they are on an individual basis. Legion of Skanks is a more popular show than any individual comedian is on the show. More people know about it. So I think that, yeah, it was simple as, you know, simple as that. Like, and we also did pay it. He did get a base per show. Which nobody in the fucking industry does that. Nobody gives you a base per show. Just be fucking cause. Just to show up and start doing the show. Plus the majority of ad sales. Plus the majority of subscriptions.
He left the network?
He did 12 shows.
He did a season.
We called it season because we knew as soon as we started doing the show that it probably wasn't going to go beyond the season.
And then he talked shit about all that?
He didn't talk shit at all. I don't think he talked shit at all. Here's what it is. I think a lot of people think that they're going to get $1 million a week right away, and it's not that.
Lewis, you have to go like in that. For it. You do.
Yeah. I think that is and he's also major celebrity, used to touring stadiums. I think the standard what he was expecting was like, oh shit, I'm going to have 1 million downloads. I'll be making six figures off this podcast in the first 3 months.
But then there's someone like there. Michael Bisbing.
And he could be making seven figures off this podcast.
I mean, there's already...
Put a modicum of effort into it.
Bisbing understands it better than anybody in that level.
Jossa as well. Jossa really gets
too,
it.
Of the, I'm sorry. I keep fucking drooling. The money you make as a podcaster is not the money you make as Michael Bisbing, the celebrity. It's different to get a sponsorship as Michael Bisbing.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand that.
Yeah, there's certain guys that, and I get it too. Like Bruce Buffer is a great example where it's like Bruce Buffer, his voice, as an announcer, right? You could pay Bruce Buffer to go like,
I have hemorrhoids.
Whatever it is, right? But he has a voice and a recognizable voice. That's a different thing. That value it holds a different value than just the numbers on his podcast. And I think it's a weird disconnect because Bruce Buffer's doing an audio read for something and he's going, wait a minute, I get paid thousands of dollars just to say a few words for a wedding sometimes. And now fucking Sherry's Berries wants to pay me $400 to do a fucking ad read. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it doesn't work, whatever it was. But yeah, it was fucking Dice. He still should do a podcast. He's brilliant. The podcast itself
was
incredible.
Great. I loved watching it. Yeah.
You still watch the archives on Gas Digital. It's an incredible show. And he was really, really great on the show.
And he put so much thought into each episode. It was amazing.
What was it about?
It was just about like his life and sort of he brought his kid in.
And he would create these moments that were like people were not sure if it was real or fake. He wanted to make it like
a reality show
podcast where you didn't even know what was really happening.
Can you play a clip?
It's a great show. No. Stop fucking leading my show. How about that, you fucking piece of shit? I'll do what I want to fucking do.
He walked out of the show once, remember?
I don't like that Ian does that. He starts leading the shit. No, Ian, I'm the person in charge of the fucking show. You don't get to just come in and go like, Shannon, pull up a clip. But then shut up. Sit there and fucking be a guest. Be a fucking guest, Ian.
Be a colossal faggot. What'd you call him? Not a colossal. Retarded faggot? I forget it is.
Retarded.
Jesus.
Faggot cunt.
Language?
Forget what it was.
Correct.
Annoying?
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is. Annoying thing.
There he is. I want her on a mug.
Are they not doing it?
It's being made.
I just emailed merch.
Do you know if she's next door? You can send Brian or someone next door to see.
I might run over there and have a look. No, actually,
I think she's there.
Very cool.
It should be ready in 15 minutes.
Moments.
I'm glad I could help this advertising for the network and merch pump. Yeah. It was great.
But I think if Dice was in New York, we could have, if he was working here, he was filming in LA. He was in LA. So we didn't have the same type of oversight and the same time. Like if we were with him 5 days a week when he was coming in and filming these things, because he did everything very quickly, stockpiled all the episodes. I think we could have sort of had real conversations with him about how to market it and how to grow it. Because I think he looked at the number, whereas
we were happy.
We were like, oh my God, dude, a show starting with that number with no marketing. You were like, that's a big deal. We can grow that number 10 times, 100 times. I don't feel like comfortable.
I don't like ever disclosing numbers on anybody. Yeah.
But it is really good. Really good number. Like when you consider the fact, I watch a lot of launches of shows. Metzger just launched with a great number. But Metzger doesn't have the same type of celebrity that Dice has.
Dice's discoverability is through the roof.
As soon as people start hearing that, oh shit, Dice is a podcast, it would start to snowball.
And he just didn't want to give it the time.
By the way, who knows? Maybe he'll hear this and fuck go, oh shit, maybe we can do this podcast. Because the reality is, I think there's a lot of money.
And we didn't end on bad terms either.
No, you know? Not at all.
Yeah.
Dice, if you're listening, my ex-stepdad, Jim Casey, really loved you a lot.
And so, Artie.
Thanks. And Artie. Yes.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and talk about Infinite CBD, which is such an incredible sponsor of the show and all things Gas Digital, all things Legion of Skanks, Skankfest sponsor, obviously. CBD is an incredible, incredible product. A lot of people are talking about this like it's a miracle drug. CBD is the non-psychoactive chemical in hemp. So it's not designed to get you high. It's designed to help you for medical reasons. Everything from anxiety to physical pain, insomnia, and many, 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 many other afflictions. CBD might be your cure. If you just do a little bit of a Google research and see if CBD can help you, you'd be surprised what everyone's saying. I'm supposed to tell you this stuff is great, but simply do a little bit of research yourself and you will see that CBD might be what you're looking for to help you with any of your aches, pains, or other afflictions. Infinite CBD also offers the purest forms of CBD available anywhere in the world. It's not CBD oil, okay? This is actually real 99% CBD, okay? The purest CBD you can find, and it is third-party tested for guaranteed purity. That is very important, okay? It's not some gas station horseshit CBD. Right now, if you go to infinitecbd.com and use the promo code RAP15, you're going to save 15% off your entire order, okay? infinitecbd.com, we love them. Go there right now. Check out their amazing line of products. Everything's from topical creams to gummies to things you can smoke, things you can eat, things you can ingest. Once again, that is promo code RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. Okay, where were we? Who do you like better?
I think he liked Artie better. Yeah.
Dice,
he got me his book.
Sorry that he just said that.
He could have easily just said, I don't
know. Well, he would have liked Dice more if he stuck with the network. Or he's a big Gas Digital fan.
That
Jim
is true.
Casey.
He just explained why he's an annoying faggot cunt. He could have just said, I don't know.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm a real ass dude and I tell the truth.
So
sorry, out, I won't kowtow to anyone.
Put out a
Ralph,
Twitter poll. Should we remove
you
Shannon?
You drooling
from,
bitch. Yeah.
Should we remove Shannon from booking duties on the Real Ass Podcast? Put out a Twitter poll.
Who would it
you
go
wouldn't,
to?
No. I'm Team Shannon. You would not be able to book it on your own.
No, I don't
and
think
you'd get annoyed and you delegate it to someone else. No. Who's going to book it then?
I'll book it.
Yeah,
he did
right.
book it for the first 4 years.
I booked it forever. I just gave Shannon the booking duties. She just started booking it.
When?
A week and a half ago.
When, Shannon? When we went 3 times a week, right?
Yeah, that's right. When we switched over to 3 times a week. Yeah, so became... you never had to do it when we did it 3 times a week. It's a lot. I feel like I did a decent job, Louis.
Shannon, you do a great job. Every day you show up, you put out a great product, and you put up with Louis's bullshit. I celebrate Shannon.
Thank you, and I'm back on your side.
Thank you.
Shannon, you didn't even say how much better I fucking look right now.
You look really great, Louis.
Don't I look spelt?
Well, why do you learn to lie?
You look jacked. Did you start your steroids already? Because you look like it.
I didn't start my steroids yet, but thank you.
Are you doing steroids?
No, but I want to.
I did them once I had to, when I had some fucking problem with my foot. It made me really angry.
It's less hot, Ralph.
Yeah, and I gained a lot of weight, too. It didn't work for me at all.
It didn't work for you?
No.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to try to get some steroids.
Why?
Get Jack fucking Diesel.
It's a good answer.
I'm ready, baby.
I need to lose weight.
How many days are you working out, by the way?
I'm working out 6 days a week. This is the new thing.
And is it... you have a routine that you're following, or
my lifting routine? I'm making up myself as I go along.
Okay.
I understand. Oh,
this guy. I'm going to tell this guy I'm calling him back in a half hour. I apologize.
Tell him to call him back. Yeah.
You're just making things up as you go.
Ralph, big boy, get back to bed. I'm so horny.
Oh, Ralph, the test results came back. I definitely have AIDS, and now you have AIDS.
AIDS party. I have no idea who that was. It's definitely a lawyer, because that's all that Ralph talks to ever. Yeah.
No, that was actually his guest interrelated. Related. But.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Is it somebody that was bad to do in front of?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Let's see. Should we remove I'm Shanley from booking dues on Louis J. Gomez as a Real Ass Podcast? Retweet. And I'm voting yes. I voted yes.
Louis.
I'm going to see if
I need to lose weight. What should I do?
I'm voting right now, by the way. Just say I'm not looking at my phone.
So a lot of people keep on hitting me up like, dude, you got to do this. You got to do CrossFit. You got to do this, that, the other thing, right? All right, here's the reality, okay? You want to know about fucking exercise? You want to know this the way the world works?
Yeah. There is nothing. Take it from a man who's in good shape one day and fat the rest of
yes,
the day.
Yes, no, but I've gotten in shape 5 times. I've gotten in, like, really good shape. So I know more about getting in shape than a professional athlete that's just been in shape their
whole
life.
And you worked at a gym for a long time.
And I worked at a high-end gym, Equinox. Fucking shout out, Make America Great Again, Equinox. We're going to talk about that story as well today on the show.
It's awesome.
What happened?
But no, here's the reality, okay? If you elevate your heart rate for 30 minutes to an hour, 3 to 5 days a week, it doesn't matter whether you're biking, swimming, climbing, fucking jumping rope, lifting weights, with the exception of using poor form and hurting yourself, there's no wrong way you're going to exercise. If you're just, if your thing is you're trying to lose weight, you're just trying to lose fat.
Yes.
There is anything you can do. Elevate your heart rate for 30 minutes to an hour, 4 or 5 days a week. Pick the things you like doing the most. And then what you do is you make them a little bit harder each time. So I enjoy running. I enjoy going for a run. So when I started to get bored of the run, I started to get used to it. You start to add hills. You start to add stairs. You start to go a little bit faster. You time yourself. You try to add distance. You change the variables to sort of make it harder and harder. You have to do what you like, though. If you don't like it, you're not going to be compliant and you're not going to continue to do it. All right. So if you are like, if you're dreading, like I can't run in the morning. I was going to try to start running in the morning this week. And the first day I got up at like 8:30 and I was like, dude, I can't, like I'm not looking forward to this in any sense. So if I'm not looking forward to it, I'm probably going to eventually make excuses to not do it. And I think that's the way most people are. So there's anything you could do, Ian. If you were just to jog 4 days a week.
Well, I love riding my bike.
And your diet is probably the most important thing. If I had to guess, if you're trying to lose weight, your diet's garbage right now.
Yeah, it's, I eat like 1 or 2 times a day.
That's not bad.
And it's not great stuff, though.
At night, I'll eat like a salmon Caesar salad. In the morning, I'll do eggs, bacon, and spinach.
With no, but no carbs, really. You probably have AIDS. If your metabolism isn't sandwiches. Actually working, you actually might have be HIV.
You could tell, talk about it on the new podcast that you're doing.
You think I have AIDS?
There's a chance. When's the last time you were AIDS tested? AIDS tested.
Other like this time last year.
When's the last time you were AIDS tested?
Yeah. I bet you probably have AIDS before I do.
No, you can't get AIDS from straight sex.
Yeah, you can.
Nope.
That's a common misconception, you dumb bitch.
Nope.
Yep. It's a
common misconception from faggots. Put my dick in those women with their non-AIDS-y pussies.
Yeah, you can get AIDS from women.
No, you can't.
Yeah, look
shut
it up, Shannon.
Dude, shut up. It's not also, the 80s. We're not, we know already. We know. We know it doesn't happen.
I guarantee you get AIDS.
Good, Shannon. What are the chances you get AIDS from a woman? I watched Penn and Teller's bullshit on this.
Women are
1 in 500. If you fuck a chick with AIDS, without a condom, 1 in 500 chance that you'll contract HIV positive from vaginal fluid going into your penis.
So many gay men are.
Why did it say goats?
HIV is transmitted through sex. Only the strongest versions of the virus establish long-term infection. A woman is twice as likely to carry the virus from an infected partner in a heterosexual relationship than a man is. Yes, because their open fucking gash is a bleeding wound that is perpetually open. Women, if you really looked at it, right? If you just step back from what's going on, a woman has an open wound in between her legs at all times. It's prone to infection. It's prone to.
If they don't open all the
time.
It's
open at all times.
No, the lips cover it. The labia minora and the labia majora.
Not Shannon's.
Cover.
Shannon pins her fucking labias above her head and fucking like bunny ears.
Looks like high school musical curtains.
The position she's in coming to Gas Digital every day. That's how she greets everybody.
Let's see. Globally, the figures are even more dismaying. While the sexual transmission of HIV in the U.S. is highest among gay and bisexual men.
Fuck!
63% of all new infections. Heterosexuals are by far the group most affected world. Shut up. It's not true.
Yeah.
What is
it's
this?
It's true, bitch.
IanFinance.tv.
Vaginal sex is one of the primary ways a person can become infected with HIV. It accounts for many of the nearly 7,500 new infections among women each year. Nearly 1,000 new infections among
Okay, so that's the women.
Men.
Hold on. Stop. You're an idiot. This is why you're an idiot.
You're reading
1,000 infections
can you read those again?
Per
because
year
it's
among
time
men.
For
Stop
a...
it. No, it's not. It's not even
wrong.
I'm going to drop your phone into a toilet.
Yeah, guess what?
Listen,
your T
you're
cells
an idiot.
Are going to drop.
You're an idiot.
Ian drop.
T cell drop.
1,000 infections of heterosexual men per year. That's it.
And
worldwide?
7,500.
Of women.
Of women.
And how many
No,
gay?
no, that's not right, because the 7,500 includes 1,000 men. So it's 6,500 women.
So there's 7,500 straight infections a year. Is that the truth?
No. It looks
it's
like
7,500 in women each year in the U.S.
I get
and 1,000 new infections for heterosexual
I got that.
Men.
Yeah.
Now,
boom.
What about gay men and Ian's?
But gay men are 63% of the infected.
Yeah, so there's only there's only new infections. 9,000 gay men infected with AIDS each year. This is not an epidemic. I don't believe any of this.
AIDS is not an epidemic anymore. AIDS is so easy to manage.
Ian, it's not easy to manage AIDS.
It's totally easy to manage.
If I got AIDS right now, I would scream and cry into the night. I would be fucking crazy. I would why? No one will ever love me. Why? There's no fucking way. Nobody's living with AIDS and going and being like, you know what? Totally manageable.
They are. It's like a common misconception. Ooh, and
I wish I had another pen to throw at him.
You are. You are putting misinformation out in the world, which is
You're
giving
putting
a stigma.
Mr. Information out in the world.
Welcome
Give
to
me a Lewis drop. Those are good
Welcome
jokes.
To Mr. Information with Ian Fidan.
Oh my God.
You're contributing to misinformation and a stigma that comes with people that are infected with HIV and AIDS. It is easier to live with HIV.
Maybe if you didn't say I'll
now,
stick my dick in so many dudes, you wouldn't have AIDS.
I can't help but sticking my dick in an ass.
Shannon, can you
sticking my dick in a dude?
Can you look up how many? How many new infections a year?
You got AIDS.
Shannon, how many new infections of AIDS per year?
You just got infected by HIV.
The last time I got an AIDS test was maybe 2 years ago.
Wow, that's a long time
ago. And according to this article, it's 8,500 new infections a year.
That's it.
That can't be right, because it says 7,500 are women. That doesn't make...
And hold on.
That was heterosexual. That was heterosexual.
It's not an epidemic anymore. It's not a death sentence.
There's no way there's only 8,500.
Yeah, it's got to be more. I mean, also, the entire populations in Africa have AIDS.
So, can I tell you this? Every time we think that there's an epidemic going on, it's a complete lie. It's a fucking farce. You know, American Medical Association just came out and said that trans deaths are an epidemic in this country. How many trans women do you think have died violently this year?
4.
Lewis?
Well, I count them each as a quarter person.
Yeah, so one.
Well, there should be 2 people each.
With 0 souls, ironic, right? That's weird. 2 people, 0 souls.
How many do you think have died this year?
6.
Violently.
6. 10.
10 total.
10 total.
10 total right out together. Of 375 million people, and we're saying that that's an epidemic?
Yeah, I agree. And that's
it's
transphobic
insane.
That you would even say that.
No, it's
they would call
being
you transphobic.
Logical wow. and reasonable.
But they would call it, let me see,
1.8 million a year.
Become infected worldwide. Yeah, there is a big jump between 8,500 and 1.8 million. This is why we're firing Shannon as a booker.
No, because you have to look at globally where it's located, you stupid dipshit. We already said it's like 9,500 in America. The rest is
no, that was heterosexual in America. It said heterosexual in America.
Okay, so that was American stats.
American heterosexual stats.
All right, so I'm fine. I'm one of the 1,000. That's crazy.
You might be. I've seen the scams you've been with.
One
of them hit me up and was like, hey, the Nashville shows are sold out. Can you get me in? And I was like, I met you for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And you cock blocked me with your friend. No.
And that was that.
That
you
was
said
that.
No? Really?
Yeah, I said no.
Shippy
bitch. How am I going to fucking get you in for free? I don't even know you.
You could be a fan for life. Who knows? That she brings other
fuck.
Friends.
Wow.
Who gives a shit?
1.1 million and 1 out of 7 are unaware they're infected.
Lewis.
2 years.
Can we have an AIDS competition?
AIDS, listen to me. My AIDS days are far behind me.
Yeah,
AIDS
right.
We did an AIDS test on Legion of Skanks.
I bet you're positive, undetectable.
Dude, the first time I got an AIDS test, I cried.
Oh, it's so scary.
When I was 18,
And they put you in that white room where you think about every fucking hair lip skank you've been with.
Dude, I convulsed. I was like,
me and Monroe went one time to get tested together, and everyone thought we were a couple. And we were like goofing off and laughing at people. It was hilarious. I suggest go getting tested with friends. There's
I got
a spot,
tested
27th
once.
And 9th, free testing clinic. Go early in the morning. I think
when
if you're sexually
you
active,
for
you should get
ago.
Tested every couple months.
A month?
I had a physical. Not a physical a month ago.
I guess, you know, anytime you give blood, they test it, right?
Yeah, I tell them to test for everything.
You're not allowed to give blood if you've had sex with a man since 1977.
You're not allowed to give blood if you've had sex with a man since 1977?
Yeah.
No.
That's fucked up.
That's some fucking old.
Gay men cannot donate blood. Is that what you're saying?
Even if you've used a condom.
That's not true.
I don't know. Is that really
true? That's just not true.
Can you look that up?
It's a falsity.
Last time I went to get blood, they would not let me give blood because I answered.
Maybe because
you're looked
HIV at you.
Positive.
Answered yes on the test.
No, they don't take blood from gay men. This would be something
I don't believe
talked
that. That would
more.
Be that would be a big thing. Can you look that up? I don't believe it.
I know for a fact in Australia, if they...
Australia doesn't count. They are very
ask
racist
a question,
and homophobic.
It's like, have you had any gay sex in the last 6 months? And if you say yes, they won't take your blood.
Yeah. I mean, is there...
Some places, they do it. If you've had sex with a man once in the past 12 months, you're not allowed to donate blood.
But
that's
a big
difference.
Do you think
that's reasonable?
It's a big difference. If 80% of the AIDS cases are coming from homosexual men, it is worth taking a
80%. You're wrong.
I don't know, whatever that figure is,
60-some percent,
whatever the figure is, it's higher than it is for a heterosexual man. So if that's going to taint,
you mean homosexual,
the homosexual would taint the blood of the batch. So
it
it's worth taking the precaution.
It takes 20 minutes to detect AIDS.
So yeah, they should test the blood, right?
Yeah.
They do test the blood.
Yeah.
What conditions can make you ill?
Engage in prostitution since 1977. That's a big difference.
Yeah, Ian. Not everyone's doing gay prostitute sex.
Well, they should. It's fun and rewarding work.
Have you ever been, have you ever tested positive for the HIV virus? Had sex with another man in the past 12 months. Wow.
When did they change that? Because I tried to give blood a couple years ago and they wouldn't let me.
Ever use intravenous illegal drugs? Have you ever been use injectable drugs? Wait a minute. What is intravenous versus injectable? I thought that was the same thing.
I don't know. Oh, no.
Intravenous is
directly
in your
vein.
Injectable is like a steroid in your ass.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like sickening how intelligent I am. Continue.
Have spent 5 or more years in Europe.
That's weird. Cumulatively from the 1980s. That's weird.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, there must be some other shit, right?
Because they're all on the dole. They're doling out AIDS.
You got a little bit of AIDS virus.
Got a little bit of AIDS.
Is that a little bit of AIDS in your blood?
I got an AIDS test once, and I could look on the monitor, and it said,
"We'll just look at you, and we'll say yes."
It said in bright red. All the other tests were black, and the bright red was the AIDS test, and it says "See next page," like with a warning sign. And I read ahead, and for about a solid 2 minutes, I just was thinking, "I was okay." You got AIDS. You had a good run.
Who has the story about getting a positive AIDS test?
Mike DiStefano.
I'm talking about a false positive.
Ian Drum.
That's good.
Thank you.
No, he had a false positive.
That's funny. No, mine was not. Mine was just they make sure that everyone clears the room before they read the results. That's why they don't do it.
Well, when you get your results back on like the health portal, it's like hard to read. Like some of them's like
it's positively like, negative,
we're
something
positive
like
that. Positive
that
you don't have or whatever. You're like, what?
I need to get an AIDS test now because I was in a relationship for a while. Now I'm single. Now I'm like convincing myself that I have AIDS. I don't have AIDS.
You sure? Do you bang chicks?
I just said
condom?
One out of seven don't know.
Yeah, you do.
Who bangs chicks without condoms?
Yeah, you do. That,
man?
Yep.
Come on,
I'm a fucking straight man. I'm invincible. No, you're not. Diseases don't
pussy
care.
Juice doesn't contain AIDS. I need a little bit of cream.
Can I get an iced coffee? No, it's okay.
All right, gents, let's take a moment and talk about Blue Chew. Love Blue Chew. I can't leave home without it. That should be their fucking phrase. I keep it in my pocket just in case some hoe looks at me in the street and says, yo, I want that dick. I'm like, you know what? Give me 20 minutes. 20 minutes, okay? I tell those hoes. Ian, how much have you been enjoying fucking with Blue Chew lately?
Oh, my God. I love it.
It's the best.
It's completely the best. And it works out, too, because, you know, as we were talking about earlier, I do have AIDS.
Yeah.
And what happens is I have erectile dysfunction.
Well, of course. That would get in my head every time I went to go fuck somebody. I was like, I'm murdering them.
I know.
That would really get in my brain. I'd be like, dude, I shouldn't do this. This
it's
is making
terrible.
My dick not hard.
And then Blue Chew totally blocks that out of my brain.
I know.
Gets me hard. And I can get off at a glory hole. And I don't even have guilt about passing on the bug.
Exactly. I love that, Ian. Okay. And the best part of all of this is you don't even have to go to a doctor. Like, when you have to go get your when you have to get your bug medicine,
yeah,
you have to go to the doctor. Annoying experience, kind of depressing. Right?
I know.
Guess what? You do this. Imagine this. Imagine you get diagnosed with AIDS online, and then they send you all of your medicine in the mail.
Yes.
Never even have to look somebody in the eye.
That'd be amazing.
It's actually more awkward on the doctor. Just to have the doctor break the news to you that you have AIDS,
and then I got
to
walk out of the office, and everyone goes, "Look at that bug."
Yeah.
And then I get the bug stick on me. Yeah.
Him.
People are trying to swat at me.
It's fucked up.
Like,
dude.
I'm a human, not a bug.
Not cool, man. This is why Blue Chew is great, okay? Because you don't have to think about any of that stuff. You could just pop one, chew it. 20 minutes later, you have the biggest, hardest dick ever. You're in a world of just dick. Think with your dick. That's what I say, okay? Yeah. Do it all online. You get your prescription right through a weird.
A world of just dick.
Ash Jeeves.
Fucking
you're like, hey, Jeeves,
earth.
Can I get some dick pills? He's like, you know it, baby boy.
Absolutely. You can
Absolutely.
Get a dick pill.
You're having a little bit of trouble with your winkly dinkly, are you?
Have a little bit of spotted cock.
I am, Jeeves. I'm having a little bit of trouble. Yeah, well, how about you take a little bit of these Blue Chew pills?
20 minutes later, you got a rock hard boner.
You put your boner
God save the queen, because you're going to kill her with that hard cock.
Your British accent is hilariously bad.
I know. It's not good. That's because all my brain blood went to my boner from this Blue Chew.
Fucking Blue Chew. Blue Chew's making me not even be able to do accents anymore. BlueChew.com is the website, BlueChew.com, and you get your first order for free. For free. When you use the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping, get some Blue Chew pills delivered right to your door, chew them up, get a big old hard dick, and treat your woman or man to the best night of their life.
Boom.
All right, let's get back into it.
Look,
all right, we got to talk about some of these news stories. This is a news show. We haven't talked about any of the news.
We've been having fun.
We have been.
Just us fellas.
Let's
fun
talk
with
about,
the fellas.
Let's talk about this YouTuber.
Oh, boy.
What's her name? Holtz? I don't know her name.
Holtz the phone. What happened?
So the YouTuber's name is Brooke Houts.
Brooke Houts. Did you see this video?
If oh, it's her,
one
is this her hitting the
video,
dog?
Hitting the dog.
Yeah.
Did you get mad about this, Lewis?
Let's watch the video first for the fans. Pulled the video in question. She's a YouTuber, apparently a pretty popular YouTuber. Only 10,000 Twitter followers. So it's weird how they don't transition.
They don't.
Sometimes.
We've learned that the hard way. They don't. Yeah. People don't ship us. Get platforms. They don't transition.
So this chick, go ahead, play the video.
What's up, everyone? It's your girl Brooke here today. For this video, I wanted to prank my dog. She's over there. I put plastic wrap on the door. I'm gonna have him run out. We're just gonna see what he does. I don't know.
It doesn't
faze
you.
Oh my god.
Well, as you can tell.
Look.
Stop!
Spit on him.
We love you. We love you, or whatever. We love you. We love you.
Oh my god. Oh,
yeah.
Lay down! Lay down!
What is she saying?
Lay down?
Oh, man.
What so yeah, that was the video. Now, what happened? Did she accidentally upload it? Is that the story?
She uploaded the wrong video.
She's a dippy bitch. Can we see the video she meant to upload?
Yeah, she accidentally... I think she's gotten rid of even the original...
Some of her other videos?
Her dog features like heavily on her YouTube.
I know.
Can we
here's what happened. I ended up going on a journey and watching this bitch's videos.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, whoa, this bitch is a psycho. Because it's very interesting. Like, first of all, that whole... stop and go YouTube style. Mm-hmm. It's fucking crazy.
Watching her turn that on and off at the end.
You have to be such a narcissist to have to look at yourself and edit and
like. But the way they edit, where it's like they can't even say six sentences in a row. They say a sentence and they edit and they chop and
it's like they vine themselves for each sentence.
It's very
fucking
weird.
Gross.
I don't understand what it is. Is it because they can't speak in a
Dude, you know front facing camera videos are now like super popular on Twitter and shit where like girls are like, okay, so I'm an actress who's trying to get makeup done before his show. And then they like do this little thing and then it fucking blows up. And then Comedy Central's like, we're going to hire her. She's great.
Yeah.
And then they can't produce shit because they're a fucking moron.
I think it started
that way.
And then
they do stand up and it fucking infuriates me because people go and see them. And I've been working my dick off for years to develop a fan base and it's slowly happening. But this stupid dippy bitch gets people to come out and she's poor shit.
Yeah.
I think it started where they couldn't talk.
Look at that.
Oh,
look at that. Show it to the camera.
My
it says seriously on the back.
It does say seriously. I love it.
That's fucking great.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can purchase right now at podcastmerch.com the brand new Ian Finance Annoying Faggot Cunt mug.
And if you were wondering if we're serious or not, it's true.
Seriously.
It's also dishwasher safe, by the way.
Yeah, it's very nice. Nice mug. Ian, you can take that home with you, my friend.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Ralph, I think you're probably right. It started off as
the people that couldn't talk continuously, and then it became a style.
It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
It's very bizarre. So you see her, she's doing these things. She's like, she just needs to.
Can we see one of her old videos?
Yeah, but she needs to just catch that. Like, can you stop telling them? I will do that, Ian. I promise you. I'm going to look at other videos. Let me fucking host the show.
I'm living up to my character.
Yeah, you are an annoying faggot cunt. Just fucking let me host the show. I stop calling for things from the booth. Imagine somebody went on Stern and they were just like, hey, pull that up and do this and this, that, the other. Just
brought their own drops.
Just sit there and fucking relax. Enjoy yourself. You're doing good finally on the show for once.
You're right. You're
first right. time he's ever been good on the show, and he can't just fucking be good.
I don't know. I think that's a misinformed statistic, like your ideas on AIDS.
Yeah, like your ideas on when you can donate blood.
Yeah. Thank you, Ralph.
I still think it's fucked up if you've had sex with the man once.
You're right, it is fucked up.
You're not allowed.
Maybe you should hug your dad more or less. I don't know. So this chick, her videos, I went back and I watched other videos. Uh-huh. So you could pull literally any random video. She's so annoying.
She's pretty.
I literally rather watch her beat a dog than do just talk about her day. Watching this bitch vlog.
It sounds like a fucking European fan. Hello, I am vlog.
I love vlog.
Is her
I love the Real Ass Podcast.
Is her thing dogs? Like that's what she's known
she
for?
She got a puppy. She was doing just normal fucking videos. I watched a video where she told a story. The whole video was her telling a story about her best friend, how she stopped being friends with her best friend. And the whole point of the story was that she's just a fucking dumb cunt. That's it. She's like, yeah, Savannah, my girl, we're vegan. And she just didn't appreciate our vegan lifestyle. So it's like, I'm sorry if we are connecting on our veganism and you can't connect. And you're like, you're really just fucking going on this, aren't you?
Right.
And it's a 10-minute video. And I watched the whole fucking thing. And then
they're all vapid retards.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
And then they have a fan base.
The least offensive thing she's ever done has been beating this dumb dog. I don't care about dogs. I got to make this very clear as well.
What?
Who cares?
Do you have a dog?
Lewis, no. Lewis.
Yeah.
No.
I'll say it. I'll
no.
say it.
Lewis, no. No, Lewis.
You can play some of her video. Go ahead.
Today, I thought it'd be really cute and fun to do a little video of mine and Sphinx's favorite things to do during our day together. Obviously, you guys love the dog videos. I've posted so many of them already. They're gonna keep coming, so get ready. This is how he, like, watches Wednesday.
Yeah, because he's getting beaten so much, he's hiding.
One of his favorite things to do is to play with Wednesday. So it's morning time right now. We're just hanging out. I wanted to show you guys a little bit about how we train during our day. Usually when we wake up in the morning, when we're nice and bright and fresh, I like to train him a little bit. Isn't that right, bud? Everyone's saying that I don't train my dog. This is for you. Let's get it started.
She can't not answer people that hate on her on the internet.
Do people hate her dumpy body?
Yeah, body stinks.
Her body stinks, yeah.
She's ugly, actually. Her face is not attractive.
She looked better in that still photo.
Yeah.
How does she support herself? This apartment's insane.
Well,
all these people
are
rich with fucking
Hollywood.
Rich parents, yeah. And then they like talk about the proletariat.
Which is essentially, I want to be able to like hold out my hand like
all right, I got it. This isn't even... This is stupid. I was saying to show one of her like videos of her just yapping about nothing. But it's fine. She fucking hits her dumb dog.
Let's back up. You don't like dogs?
I don't care about
but
you.
But
don't
you have a dog or am I wrong?
It's not that I don't care if someone hits a dog.
You're a hypocrite. Because you're all about peaceful parenting, yeah. And you don't care if someone abuses an animal.
It's not that I don't care.
You're
a piece
of shit.
You're not listening, you fucking dumb faggot.
I'll listen.
Annoying faggot cunt. Just shut up. Stop yapping. She keeps going. I hate him. No, I don't. I can't get up the emotion to really give a fuck about her and her dog. It's like, she wasn't like fucking hitting him with a fucking rock. She smacked her fucking beast killer of a dog on the head. She spit on him a little bit, you know.
Now, what if that was a video of her doing it to a kid?
I think she'd be drowned.
Mm. Now, here's one thing I don't like in what I'm doing right now is I hate what if arguments because she's not doing it. It makes it a moot point.
Of course.
But I would dare to say that if she treats an animal like that, there's a good chance she would treat a child like that.
Maybe.
For someone to snap, and animals are so loving. That dog just wanted to kiss her and love on her.
I just
her.
Also grew up and with garbage people who would beat the shit out of their dogs.
I know.
So it's not as shocking to me when, like, I watched garbage people fuck up their dogs, right? So this was like, she gives her dog a fucking smack on the nose. Spitting on it was really fucking weird.
That was weird.
What's freaky about this bitch? It's nothing to do with that dumb shit. I've just watched people legitimately abuse animals, and that's not really...
The disconnect?
Let me fucking finish a sentence, Ian. Please. Jesus fucking Christ.
I
you love to yap. You really do.
Yeah. Hello. Yes?
Fucking hate him.
Sorry. That was my agent. He just told me that Lewis was right.
I just wouldn't call that abuse. I would call that being a shitty dog owner. That's what I would call it.
What would you consider abuse then?
I mean, I don't know. Legitimately, like, hurting the dog, legitimately...
Smacking in the face isn't hurting it?
I don't think it hurts him that much, to be honest.
No, I don't think it hurts him that much. I gotta be honest with you. There are dog trainers that will tell you to smack your dog on the nose when you train them. That's a way to train a dog. Listen to me.
Open pub. Slap the dog in the face.
She's a woman. What do you think she can do?
And you can see her body. She's not in good shape.
She's not in good shape. She has no fucking rotation in the hips.
She put all that arm fat into it.
Doggy, listen to me. And it sounds like I'm not even just playing devil's advocate here. I'm saying that's wrong. The dog should be taken from her. She shouldn't have that dog, right?
Agreed.
She shouldn't be a dog owner. What I'm saying is I can't emotionally get up and go like, oh my God. It's just like, who fucking cares? Yeah, if it was a kid that she was smacking in the face like that, I would have a major, major problem with it. I just can't get like losing my mind over this. Why I think this bitch is a psycho is how she goes from like hitting the dog to looking at the camera and going, okay,
yeah,
y'all,
yeah,
we love like, you.
Like, love y'all. Like,
yeah.
I work in a business where I do a video. Essentially, me and her do the same thing, different platform, different medium, right? But we're just talking to a camera and giving our ideas or whatever, right? And we don't really edit these shows. You know, I know we make the joke about edit or, you know, so for me, I look at that and I go like, wow, how could you be a fan of somebody who is that exposed? They expose them that much where they go from being like a fucking, like a phony, like, what's up, y'all? It's like that fake smile. I will never be, if I was a fan of hers, I would never be able to unsee that phoniness. And you can tell it's phony, and that's why those jump cuts are like that.
Do you think they do?
But I mean, it was fucking crazy. That was crazy. So yes, I think she should probably have her dog taken away. I don't know. Is it a crime to hit your dog that way? I have no idea.
What do you think about the public shaming aspect of people piling on her and wanting to take away?
I think that if you put yourself in a public forum,
I think public shaming is terrible.
Yeah, but if you're putting yourself in a public forum, it's part of what you got to do.
Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. I think everyone should read it.
I got my trainer, across, you know him, Tom. He has four dogs. And he was in Mexico, and he hired a dog sitter from one of those dog sitting companies, right? Yeah. And he just turned on the video to see how she was doing and watched this woman kick his dogs in the face.
Oh!
Wow. And he calls me. I had a key. He's like, you got to get over there. And I went over there, and I said, look, they saw you.
You got to punch this bitch in the face with a key.
Yeah. I said, they saw you kicking the dog in the face. You got to go. And she just went, okay. And she gave me her key, and she left.
Wow.
And he was in Mexico. I had to take care of the dogs the next day.
That sucks. Did you get the fee?
I got
terrible.
To kick the dogs, which was nice.
That's the fee.
You kick my dog. Remember that? Dragon Boys?
Yeah, I mean, I watched my neighbors when I was a kid. Like, the dog, they would fucking beat the shit out of that dog if you tore up shoes. My mom would fuck
kids?
Up.
So where's the disconnect? Why is it okay to hit a dog but not a kid?
It's not that it's okay. It's just that I'm not.
He just thinks that getting. He knows
sleep.
It's wrong. It's just not affecting him.
It's just not affecting me really. It's because I have a kid. I think before I had a kid, that would probably affect me way more.
You had a dog.
What?
You had a dog.
Yeah.
Scout.
Sport.
Sport. What if somebody hits sport?
What do you do?
Existed.
What was he wearing?
Tried to give you love. A cute little outfit.
Well, that was also weird because she's like using the dog for profit for a video, and then the dog's just trying to love her, and she's fucking hitting it.
Yeah, dude. So you're saying that behavior is okay?
Cunt. No, I didn't say it's okay, you fucking idiot. Stop creating a strawman argument. I'm not saying it's okay. I love how I figured out what a strawman argument was. Ooh.
That
baby boy.
That is not a strawman argument.
You're saying an argument that I'm not stating.
What if situation is a strawman argument?
You're stating an argument that I'm not stating.
I'm making counterpoints to your point.
You're not making a counterpoint to my point. You're making a counterpoint to a point that I didn't make.
The point you made.
Lewis hates dogs.
You said that you don't think it's a big deal she hit her dog.
I think I can't get over
which
I can't
is I allowing can't. Animal abuse.
I want to know what the definition of animal abuse is.
See? Wow. I should be a goddamn
lawyer. I think it's also like when I was a kid, you could leave your kid in the car. You could leave animals in the car. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah. You could let your kids walk to the park and now people call the police. It's fucking insane.
I mean, my mom was just such a piece of garbage. Like if my dog, Sebastian, named after Sebastian Bach, the lead singer of Skid Row, swear to God, if he like ate
her. Did you name him or she named him?
Me and my sister named him. Okay. So, all of our pets were named after 80s rock stars. So you know the little fish that sucks on the window of the fish tank to clean it?
Mm-hmm.
Steven Tyler.
That's good. I was going to go with the Stones, but you said 80s rock star. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So animal cruelty laws vary by state, but in most states, they consider your dog as your property. So you're allowed to discipline by hitting. What's illegal is torturing, tormenting, or cruelly beating an animal.
That's a weird definition.
Well, there's a line. And by the way, I'm sure the exact same verbiage is used for your children, which
but
is fucked up.
Cruelty, it said cruelty, but how do you define cruelty?
It says cruelly in quotation marks.
All right, if you are a judge,
court is in order.
Spitting on a dog could be looked at as being unnecessary and cruel.
Well, she said, because she released a statement afterwards, she's slick bitch. She's like, I did not spit on my dog. Her statement's awful. Read the statement. I want Shannon to read the actual statement that she tweeted out because she probably has a similar voice. And the statement is so, she's like, I'm sorry, but just so you know, I don't abuse my dog. I'm a really good dog owner. I'm getting him training now. She like totally passed the blame on the dog.
In that one video, she goes, I know you guys don't think I train my dog, but this is how I train my dog.
So, was that video after or before this?
That video was
the one
before.
We just watched.
Has she even released another video since? No, yeah, she's fucking, her career's over.
Okay, yeah.
Her career, there's no way you're coming back from this. There's no coming back from beating your dog.
You gotta own a rabbit or something.
No, just beat her to death. Like, look. My famous reenactment of Mice and Men.
There's no coming back from it because of the way she portrayed herself on YouTube. If she was more real and like kind of a sassy bitch, so to speak,
yeah.
I don't know if she would lose her. Like,
I agree, because
if she smacks a dog once in a while, nobody would.
The spitting
would have
was really fucked up. She said she didn't spit though, and her face was off camera, so nobody could prove that she actually spit on the dog.
So what was she doing? Hissing?
I don't know.
I would like her to spit on me. If she treated me that way, I'd be into it.
What happened, Shannon?
I have the apology.
Good, pull up the apology.
I thought you wanted me to read it.
You'll read it, right?
Okay. Read it, Shannon.
I'm sorry. Okay.
And pull up her picture
and also,
while you read it.
You can act like Nate's her dog and smack Nate every once in a while during the speech.
Yeah. Nate, can you try to lick Shannon?
I would love for a dumpy bitch to spit on
Just yell at Nate to lie down.
Yeah.
I'm finding a picture.
You find a picture of her, pull it up, and I want Shannon to read the apology. There she is. She's cute there.
She looks good.
She does herself.
She's caked in makeup.
A lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Okay. To everyone who has been commenting on my social media ads as of recently, social media as of recently, anything I say isn't going to make those who believe I'm a bad person stop believing that. And I'm aware of this. I apologize to anyone who has been affected negatively by the footage. It's really long. First off, I want to address the uncut footage. On the day in particular that the video was filmed, and actually this past week, things in my outside life have been less than exceptional.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, of course. Boy.
I think that's
come on.
She's not accepting fault.
And I say, so she's basically, when my day goes bad, I just take it out of my dog. Yeah, that's what I do.
It's also that her life is the bad wording, too. It's like, just why would you even say, why would you use the wording to soften it for the other side? It's like, your life is normally so exceptional. Yeah. One day it's less than exceptional.
And
so
then your immediate reaction to hitting your dog.
What a privileged bitch. If she came out and was like, I fucked up. I treated my dog poorly.
I'm fine. I'm looking. Here's how she could have done it. The only way that she saves her YouTube career. Okay.
Fingers herself on camera.
She goes.
Instead of spitting, she squirts on the dog.
No, she gives the dog away to a family that can really take care of him the proper way. She fucking gets herself in some sort of anger management, and she publicly talks about how wrong she was and about how she, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's a way to sort of angle it where you can maybe salvage something out of it.
Right.
The problem is young people, it's just like me. If I was 25 when I saw that before I had a kid, my reaction would be like, this fucking bitch, she should be fucking, oh, what a fucking cunt. But now that I have a kid, I talk about it in my act. Like, every pet just sort of gets bumped down a level. So I look at a dog as being a cat. somebody smacked a cat, would you be like, oh my God?
Mm, you don't smack an animal.
Yeah. Come on. It's a fucking cat. It's a cat.
You don't treat an animal
that
way.
Shannon would lose her shit. Shannon has cats.
I'm saying it right now. I would never be rough with my cats in any way.
Rough
like a dog? I love it, Shannon. Finally, you're funny.
It was funny because in between that, you took a pause.
That's not bad. I can't hate when he's good. When he's good, I can't hate.
Now, what was the rest of her apology?
Keep on reading.
Okay, so I just want to make sure you remember that last line first because it's going to get better. On the day in particular the video was filmed, and actually this past week, things in my outside life have been less than exceptional. I am not going to play the victim card or anything of that sort, but I do want to point out that I am rarely as upset as I was as shown in the footage. The bubbly, happy-go-lucky Brooke that you often see in my videos is typically an accurate representation of me, but it's obvious that I'm playing up my mood in this video when I'm clearly actually frustrated. That being said, this does not justify yelling at my dog in the way that I did, and I'm fully aware of that. Should I have gotten as angry as I did in the video? No. Should I have raised my voice and yelled at him? No.
So so she also won't acknowledge that she hits the dog. So she doesn't... I read the whole apology, and we'll continue to read it, but she says yells at him and gets aggressive with him. Those are the words
never says
she
hits.
She never actually says hits, which is also kind of bizarre. You hit the dog. Admit that you fucking hit the dog. But look this up as well, Nate, while we're reading this apology. Am I wrong or am I right that there are dog trainers that will use striking to train a dog?
No.
I believe you're wrong about this. I talked to Justin about this. And it's a type
you never hit a dog.
You don't hit him. You got to kiss him.
You don't hit him. You got to kiss him.
And kiss his
what
asshole.
What you do is you lay it on his back. You just start slowly
positive
touching his labia.
Yeah, you lick his asshole every time he does what you want him to do. And then you don't lick his asshole anytime he's not listening. I speak dog.
I speak dog. Ask Chiquita.
It's the worst Justin Silver impression I've ever heard in my
life. Ask Chiquita. You don't want to beat ya.
Go ahead, Shannon. Keep on going while he's looking up the proper dog training techniques. Because I bet you there's some fucking hippie liberal shit. Like all these new sites. Go to a site made in 2004.
Hippie liberal shit, you fucking hypocrite. You're the one that's always like, peaceful parenting.
Go to
you
the
just reach into your child's chakra.
I like that you're creating a way to search. Go to the site that was created in 2004.
Go to the dark web and see if you can find dog training
you're such
videos
a fucking
and how to
loser.
Beat your dog.
You wouldn't hit a kid, but you're saying you can hit a dog?
Is there an animal, Ian, that you think is okay to hit?
I think you should be able to hit your kid. I think smacking your kid as a form of light discipline and positive reinforcement afterwards is a good way to curb certain behaviors.
But not for dogs?
The reason why kids are so fucking out of control and have no respect for anything is because they have no consequences to their actions.
Wow, Ian. Wow, you'd say something you don't truly believe just to prove a point.
I truly believe it.
What a sad
and
day.
And after I say it, I mean it because everything I'm saying should be taken
the day the comedy
seriously.
Died. The day that Ian Fidan started just making points that he didn't believe to...
I firmly fucking believe
it. There's nothing firm about you, jiggly gut.
Ian, is there an animal that you think is okay to hit?
How dare you? Yeah, and he didn't show up today.
Ian's back. Fine.
Oh,
Ian drop. Boom.
Got to continue with the apology, and then Nate's going to fill us in if beating your dog is a proper training technique.
Okay.
I don't think there's any animal you should hit. Never.
I think only if the animal's trying to hurt you.
Yeah, what if a dog's trying to bite you?
Then it's okay.
Then you stick your thumb in its asshole or grab its balls and it stops.
So you rape the dog.
Have you ever seen that video of those people fighting at a stadium and a guy just comes up and grabs a guy's balls by the back and he lets go of the other guy?
No, I didn't see that.
That's the best way to break up a fight.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that with a dog, right? So if a dog is latched onto your dog, they say put your finger in his asshole.
It just happened. I saw he broke up a fight of two, a Doberman and a pit bull, and both owners had their fingers in each dog's ass, and it didn't do anything.
Chinese finger trap.
It didn't do anything.
I would just bite down harder.
Yeah.
Like, ah! Oh, feels good. Oh, deeper. Can you make like a circular motion? Okay. All right.
One time during
this isn't good.
One time during sex, I actually said, my girl tried to shove her finger in my ass. I said, knock at the door. Don't go in.
Lewis, I hate to be an asshole, but I got to make that call.
Man, make it right now, it. Ralph.
What about Ian not being on the network anymore?
Yeah. I'm sorry, buddy.
I love you, Ralphie. Thank you very much.
Sorry.
Great job, Ralph.
We're going to wrap this one up anyway in a minute.
He just texted me twice already. That's why I'm sorry.
All right, no, go. Do your thing.
About how you have AIDS.
All right, let's. Here's what I want to do.
Yes. Admit that you're a bad person in the moment.
I'm a bad person.
Do you want to hear the rest of the apology, or are you over it?
All right, good. I'm kind of over it, but
we don't have to. It's fine.
Yada yada yada. She's a cunt.
Yeah,
fine. But look, I'm trying to find an angle on this to fucking say she's not that bad. Fine. She's a cunt. Who cares?
I proved it.
But it's also, can we just be honest? Like, it's not that crazy. Like, what she did wasn't like, oh my fucking God, she's abusing that dog. She fucking hit her an annoying fucking dog.
The way she snapped.
She's
when
a psycho.
That dog was trying to love her was so unacceptable and wrong.
Well, she says
and if we're seeing that on camera, what is happening off camera?
Well, she didn't know that was on camera. So that's literally, in my opinion, a lot of people said that with like, we're seeing that on camera. She uploaded that. Can you imagine what she does? It's like, no. She didn't know she uploaded that.
Right.
That's
so,
how,
so you just,
that's who she really is.
So then that's
that
happening
right
all the time.
Yeah. She's shitty. She's a shitty dog owner. She shouldn't be.
Shitty person.
Yeah. She shouldn't. She's also, if you watch all of her other videos, she's a shitty person.
You
she's
should
a
be
shitty,
judged
shitty person.
How you treat animals. And animals, all animals love me because I have a kind soul. And that's the truth.
Because you smell like pee.
Oh, yeah. I make the animals love me.
Can I just say her last line? Because she, this is how she tries to justify it. She says, however.
After everything that's happened, I still believe that people are good at heart.
No, most.
What's that the last line from? Go. What's that the last line from?
I don't know.
Diary of Anne Frank. The play, not the book.
What's the
line?
Book
was the book was help, help. H, and then the pencil trailed off the page.
What was?
That's what it was. You never read the Diary of Anne Frank? Get some culture, Nate.
What's the line? The last line of the play?
It's something along the lines of like, even after everything, I believe that people are still good at heart. Look at the last line
that's
in the Diary
be the
of Anne Frank.
Last line of my podcast every time.
It should
after
be.
Everything that's happened, I still believe people are good at heart.
Welcome to the world of Ian.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the line?
I still believe, in spite of everything, that people are still truly good at heart.
That was pretty fucking close.
And then it
doggies,
says,
I mean,
and then
pretty
it says,
goddamn
and
close.
Then it says, is it just me or do you smell gas? That lampshade looks awfully familiar.
Did somebody leave the stove on?
Did I smell pine saw?
It's also just not what she wrote in the fucking diary. Like, it's all like her dad made up the whole diary, right? Like,
did he take
thing.
Out stuff about her sex life and everything?
He took out that stuff and then he like added in a bunch of embellishments and made it like a story.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams.
Kind of.
Yeah. So what's the last line of her apology?
Oh, it's not the last line, but just the next line is she says, when my 75-pound Doberman is jumping up in my face with his mouth open, I do as a dog parent have to show him that behavior is unacceptable, which is just a bunch of bullshit. His mouth is open. He wasn't trying to bite her.
Yeah. What a stupid bitch.
Here's the thing. No. I will say this. She never trained the dog properly. This is a giant fucking Doberman picture. I say this about pit bulls all the time. You cannot give killing machines to irresponsible people, okay, that don't know how to train them properly. The reality is that dog is a danger.
You should be saying this in a public school system in Chicago.
That dog is a major, major danger to...
Major danger.
Major danger. That's who the dog's name. He is. He's a major danger. Because she never trained him properly. He's got a fucking locked jaw. He's got sharp teeth. Dobermans are fucking monsters, dude.
Yeah.
They're monsters. So now she's putting people at risk. The dog should be taken away from the girl. I'll say that.
But what do you think about taking away her livelihood and people
attacking
her?
Well, this is what I was
going to
say.
Her. I don't think that's fair.
This is what I was going to say. If you were a judge, mm-hmm. would you give her jail time for this?
I would give her community service. I would make her take some sort of class and then have to volunteer X amount of hours at different shelters. And go
really
to
just go and start hitting all the dogs
and go to different schools and give like a talk on how to treat animals.
This bitch can't speak for more than a sentence without cutting. She can't give a talk on how to treat animals. There's also she doesn't know how to treat animals. What the fuck is she gonna give a talk
she's
on?
She's got to go to the class first.
She's also not a celebrity.
Take the bananas out of your ears, Lewis.
She threw no banana in my ear. I don't have bananas in my ears, so. What, Shannon?
Before we end, do you want to check the Twitter poll to find out if I'm losing a part of my job or not?
Go ahead, go.
What did you say?
She wouldn't have even brought it up if she was losing her dumb fucking job, fucking phony.
So it's when asked, should we remove Shannon from booking duties on Real Ass Podcast? Yes is 44%, no is 56%.
closer than you fucking would want it, Shannon.
Wow.
But they the majority rules.
24-hour poll.
Hey, let me tell you something, Shannon. You're almost in some major danger.
All right, I gotta go.
Ian drop.
Plugs.
All right. Oh yeah, we gotta get some plugs out of the way. Good.
iAnimal on Instagram. IanFinance.com. I'm in the city for a while every night, and then I'm back on the road with the Talon. In October, I'm going to be touring Europe. So check that out. I'm doing London, Prague, Warsaw, Berlin, Zurich, Bern, and Norway.
Wow.
Really excited.
Wow.
Yep. IanFinance.com, baby.
Guys, I just spoke to the Comedy Store yesterday. There's about 50 tickets left. Out of 350 seats, 300 have been sold.
Yeah, dude.
Room is about to be sold out. You're fucking not going to be able to get tickets at the door. Legion of Skanks and Friends live August 19th, Monday night, directly after Kill Tony. It's going to be one of the funniest fucking nights in comedy. A little mini Skank Fest on that Monday night, the 19th. Go to Kill Tony and then come and see the Legion of Skanks and Friends live in the main room. Obviously, Tony Hinchcliffe will be on, Bert Kreischer, Tim Dillon, Kurt Metzger, Annie Letterman, Shane Gillis just added to the show, Mike Fenoya. So many amazing fucking comics are going to be on this show, guys. Please come out if you can get tickets.
That's fucking sick.
Check out my other pods, Legion of Skanks and Believe You Me podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. And if you love the shows, you get every episode on demand, pre-release 4 or 5 days before they go anywhere else. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Gas Digital Premium Service, kicking ass and taking motherfucking names.
That's right, doggy. New show coming out. Welcome to the world of Ian with Shane.
Is the Android app?
AIDS.
Is the Android app closed now? Is that beta IST. Closed? Can people still sign up for it? You don't know?
I'm not sure. Ralph's
get
phone.
This big piece of new merch right here.
All
right.
August 25th, Houston, Texas. August 25th, Houston, Texas. One night only, Sunday night. I'll be at the Secret Group, which is going to be the future home of Skankfest South. So make sure you come out. There's two shows, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. It's going to be a hell of a good time. And then right before that, the 22nd to 24th of this month, I'll be with Big J Okerson in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you're going to be in the Texas area, come and fucking party.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna be can I plug some September dates?
No.
I'm gonna be in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Boston, and Connecticut with the Talon in September. Go to his website for tickets. And come if you're listening in Europe, come out and see me.
Look how good I look. I mean, do I not look better already, Shannon? 4 days of diet and exercise.
You know what it is? You probably truly have AIDS.
Ian drop. Boom.
That's all, folks.